together, y'all.
We are.
So, and our background is doing weird things.
Only on you.
It's my aura. Okay. So, welcome to episode 89 of Eat, Drink, Write, and Urban Fantasy Whiteboard. Oh, you might want to close that door because when
you're right,
your father gets home with the other daughter, it's going to be a madhouse.
I will do that.
So, today we're going to talk about mystery versus suspense, with a little bit of thriller thrown in.
Yeah.
But first, how was your week?
It's been really busy. So we did the Dragon Con thing, which we did an episode about. And then I went to a concert.
I did on
Wednesday night, last Wednesday night. And
in Athens or Atlanta?
Atlanta. We went and saw Glass Animals, which is, relatively new.
Did you like it?
Oh, it was awesome. It was lovely. And then I just had jury duty today, so that is why I'm here in person.
Jury duty.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to do anything. I sat there for 3 hours, so, you know, it was fine.
Yep. I don't even know what my week has been. It's just been trying to catch up from all the go stuff that I always talk about. So nothing exciting for me.
Fair.
Although I do have something exciting coming up. I'm going out of town with your dad for our anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
It's 36 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And our anniversary is actually tomorrow, the 14th.
Or you guys are like ancient.
Today, when y'all are listening to this, the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
Because it comes out at midnight.
Yeah. Old.
Yeah. Been married a long time.
Yeah.
And he's kept me, thank God. All right. So because we're writing about mystery and suspense, I thought I would do some mystery jokes.
Well, we're not writing about mystery and suspense.
Talking.
Yes.
Talking.
Yes.
I'm thinking of writing a mystery, .. Or am I?
Oh. Cute.
The mystery of how my luggage worked has been solved. It was an opened and shut case.
That one's pretty clever.
Yeah, that one was pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Not really a mystery.
That is your third joke.
No, I have another one. Some mystery person keeps adding soil to my garden. The plot thickens.
Oh, bless. All right.
Okay. So I guess let's start with definitions. You know, we've talked about mystery before.
A long time ago.
We may have even talked about suspense to a degree, but I don't think we've ever compared the two.
Right.
And how they're different, because they, you know, they can be used interchangeably sometimes, but there really are differences. So mystery is writing a good mystery is similar to creating a good puzzle. You write in a way that ensures that the end result is a gripping page turner that keeps your audience guessing all the way through.
Right.
So in a mystery, the plot usually centers around a crime, usually murder.
Right.
Generally.
I feel like it's, if not like 95% of the time, I mean, that's a made up statistic, don't listen to me, but, you know, I feel like most of them are definitely about a murder.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. The novel's central conflict is between someone trying to solve the crime.
We didn't talk about what we're eating and drinking.
Oh. Which, why? Because it's obvious I've been drinking?
Maybe like a little bit. Maybe it's obvious that I'm not. I just realized I do not have a drink.
Oh, you don't.
It's because I'm here at home. It's okay.
Plus
it's
you have fine. To drive. So
I do have to drive. So I can't have like an alcohol drink. I did drink some milk earlier. We'll save that.
Do you want to go and get something to drink?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm drinking wine and we're not eating anything.
Nope.
Which is part of the problem, I think. In a mystery, the novel's central conflict is between someone who's trying to solve the crime versus the criminal who's trying to not have the crime solved. He wants to get away with it.
Right. I feel like there's an easier way to say that.
And probably so.
To not want to get caught, to not, you know, I don't know. I just, anyway, continue.
The main character is normally the person who's trying to solve the crime.
Right.
This is often an actual detective, you know, especially like in urban fantasy, we have a lot of, you know, those detectives and that kind of thing.
Right.
But it could be a private citizen who's trying to, or who ends up involved due to personal reasons or whatever, you know.
That's true.
The grandmother got hurt or whatever.
Right. And then my Louie and Delaney book, they end up helping to solve an issue and neither one of them are in law enforcement.
That's true. But it did involve a death, so.
No.
Well,
you don't remember my book. That's fine.
I do remember it. I mean, she read the blood right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, but that's not like...
There was a murder early on in the book.
No, it wasn't a murder. Anyway, we can talk about this later.
Okay, whole other issue. Okay, we're not going to get very far.
We're really not. Keep going. Derailing. Keep going.
Okay. Suspense is critical in mystery stories. I mean, really, I think in all stories.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you got to have suspense.
I think for the most part, you should, because it's got to be a page turner. And what they're talking about when they say page turner is there's some suspense.
Yeah. I mean, tension is also another word that that kind of comes in there.
Right.
We could do an episode on how all these different terms are different. But right. Yeah. For now, it's mystery and suspense. But I do think that suspense is a big part of mystery stories.
Right.
The individual in a mystery doesn't have all the evidence and are having trouble finding that logical explanation.
Right.
For what happened.
So when you say individual in the story, like you mean the main character?
That and the reader too.
Oh, okay.
The reader is right there with the main character normally in a mystery. Whereas in a suspense, the reader might know something that the main character doesn't know, which is what's making it so suspenseful. Don't turn that corner. There's, you know,
right,
because
right,
we,
right.
The reader know
that there's something there.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think probably main character in general, but also the reader in a mystery.
Gotcha. Cool.
Mystery is intellectual.
So, sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, that's fine.
We're going to go off on tangents here, just because I'm intrigued by this. Mostly because I think urban fantasy, which is what you and I write, involves so much of both mystery mm-hmm. and suspense.
I think so, too.
So when you say mystery is intellectual, like, do you mean, like, in content for the main character or for the reader or...
Maybe for both. I hadn't really broken it down, but in my mind, I was thinking of the main character. They have to intellectually put these pieces together. So it is an intellectual puzzle that they're trying to solve, whereas suspense isn't necessarily intellectual. It's more emotional.
Right.
You know, that fear of whatever is going to happen, or that is he going to turn that corner and see the zombie, or is he not, you know, there's a zombie right behind you.
Right,
you
know, right, like, right.
So that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well, so for mysteries, I was just thinking about them. You know, they have specific elements that are also included. So like, you know, you gave the general definition or whatever, but there are also like elements that you expect to see in any mystery novel. Mm-hmm. You know, like red herrings or the trail of evidence, like the cookie crumbs that lead mm-hmm. to the main story or whatever. And I don't know that you really see that for
suspense. You're probably right. Because I didn't go into that because we did the whole thing on mystery, but I didn't highlight how it's different. What we talked about before is different than suspense.
Right.
But you're probably right. I don't know. I mean, suspense, the definition of suspense, it's the element in fiction and nonfiction, actually, that makes the reader uncertain about what's about to happen.
Right.
You know, the reader knows that zombie is around the corner, and it's, you know, that suspense, as they say, that suspense is killing me. You know?
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Whereas the main character might be walking along going, oh, it's such a beautiful night. Look at that full moon. Not knowing that there's a zombie right around the corner.
Right.
Suspense is the element in a story that creates a mental uncertainty about what will happen.
So like that edge of your seat feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the page turning feeling.
Right. Yes. Right. I have to keep going. Yeah. I have to see what's going to happen.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning and I should go to bed, but I have to keep reading.
I can read one more chapter.
Yeah. One more chapter.
Yeah.
It's directly related to a story's stakes. It's what encourages that reader to predict outcomes and finish a story in order to discover what happens in the end.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because we think, although mystery kind of has that too, because we all sit there and think, oh, well, it's the butler, you know.
Right.
Which is kind of suspenseful too. We're predicting, oh, it's going to be the butler because this and this. So I don't know. Both mystery and plot have that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But the plot in a suspense can be anything. It's not going to be that necessarily that murder mystery.
Right.
It's just, what is the reader scared, concerned, anxious about that's going to happen?
Right. And all of that's going to come from the plot and the stakes that you create for your story.
Yeah. Yeah. The conflicts themselves create the suspense, the worry about how or what is going to happen, not necessarily who, which in a mystery, it's all about the who.
Right.
You know, or who's going to die next, or and who did the first one, and right. who is doing this. You know, even in our games that we play, the D&D type games,
yeah,
the
yeah.
tabletop games.
Right.
There's a question of, you know, which room do we go into? And, you know, that's more mystery than suspense. The suspense is kind of an underlying part of the mystery, really.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that.
Suspense is when the individual has some facts about what might happen, but is not sure of its accuracy.
Yeah, definitely. I was just thinking, I don't have alcohol. I feel like I actually think better on alcohol.
Me too.
But, you know, that might be alcohol bias. So
yeah, I was going to say, me too, I'm biased right now.
Fair enough. Yeah, but I mean, like, even if the individual, the main character doing something wrong, while the audience knows that that's wrong. So, like, you were talking about them walking around a corner, but the audience knows there's a zombie there.
Right.
That can create suspense.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said, suspense, as opposed to being intellectual, like mystery is, suspense is emotional.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that counts for all parties. Like, that's going to be for the reader, for the writer, for the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of your characters are going to react to different things very differently. And that can increase suspense as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely think about how your characters are going to react to suspense and stress.
You know, that form that you made, I don't know if we ever posted this for our patrons or not, the form where you, on the Excel thing where you have...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and how they meet and what their conflicts are to each other.
Right.
That would be a good thing to look at when you're trying to figure out, okay, I've got this suspenseful situation and how each of those characters is going to react to that in terms of the other characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because like you said, people react differently to suspense, whereas mystery is a mystery.
Right.
No one knows.
Right.
Whereas suspense, some people are more scared of things than others. You know, some guy might not be too scared to go around the corner and meet a zombie. They'd be thinking, hot ziggity dig dong,
right, like,
gonna go and have a zombie fight. Yeah. One post I read said that suspense is basically fear, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, I think less of, I suppose, because I was thinking about it too, but in terms of like anxiety, you know, like I'm anxious to see mm-hmm. what's going to happen to these characters. Like I need to know because like I'm worried about them.
Afraid for them?
Or? I was going to say, like, I don't know that it's like fear per se, but like maybe I was reading an urban fantasy series a long time ago. I think they're actually here at the house, but it was one of the series that like gave me the most anxiety and most edge of my seat feelings that I've ever had with one of any series.
Oh wow.
And it was very good, and I just remember being like afraid for what was going to happen to her in this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
Because she was gambling away her powers, like mm-hmm. was her thing. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, mm-hmm. stop. And so like, I was worried for her, but I would say that, yeah, that probably stems from fear. Like I'm anxious about what's going to happen.
And that also is tension too.
Right.
For us as the reader.
Right.
Going, no, you're making a mistake. And you know,
right.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah.
So mystery is more the genre. And this, I don't know if I agree with either. Let me think, see what you think. Mystery is more the genre, while suspense is more an element of the story. But I feel like suspense can be a genre. Are y'all confused yet? Are we helping? I don't think we're helping.
I think the first part of what you said is pretty on the nose. You know, like mystery is more of the genre, while mm-hmm. suspense is more of an element. But I don't know. I could see where suspense would be a genre as well, which you mentioned in the title that we would also be talking about thrillers a little mm-hmm. bit. And I think that's where that might come in, is like thrillers are more of the suspense genre.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I follow BookBub. I subscribe to them. And one of the categories, which is urban fantasy, they actually label as supernatural suspense.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anything that would be typically, you know, urban fantasy, like Patricia Briggs, I see this book over there, so
yes.
I'm going to point it out.
Yes.
But so like Mercy Thompson would get labeled as supernatural suspense as opposed to urban fantasy.
Yeah. I have issues with with those labels, because, you know, there are some things that, like Karen Money, her books to me are urban fantasies.
Right.
But she gets stuck in romance all the time.
Well, that's because she started with romance.
She did.
So she's marketed well there.
But it's not necessarily, and one of my books that I wrote with Chitara, I could never figure out if it was a romance or a fantasy.
Right.
You know, and so you do have this genre issue where it, and I get into that a little bit later in this episode when I talk about naming the genre and what that issue is.
Right, right.
So what is the difference? So the key difference between a mystery and suspense is that the mystery puzzles the reader and confuses him, while the suspense one intrigues him.
Gotcha. Okay, but you can use elements of both within both.
Yes, because like we had in our episode on mystery, our main genre is urban fantasy.
Right, right.
But we often have mystery.
Yes.
Within, you know, Frickin' Fairies is all about a mystery of what happened with these fairies that got them in trouble.
Right.
And it's a mystery.
Right.
But it's not, the genre is urban fantasy.
Yes.
So, but there's also suspense.
I feel like you could have elements of any genre within another genre. I think so too. And I think, like you said, I think you have plans to talk about it. So
I do. So I copied the next part straight out of a website called www.differencebetween.com, which I thought was just fascinating. I didn't even know such a thing was out there. And I'm just going to read their little bulletins because it's pretty interesting.
Sweet.
So on the definition of mystery and suspense, mystery can be defined as something that remains unexplained, whereas suspense can be defined as excited or anxious uncertainty about what might happen.
That's fair. Okay.
Knowing versus not knowing. In a mystery, you don't know. In a suspense is when you have doubts about what might happen. Or we as the writer, as the reader, know something.
Right, right.
But our main character doesn't
Does not know. Okay.
Puzzlement versus intrigue. A mystery leads to a puzzlement of the reader where you're actually, you know, logically trying to go through the clues and put it all together.
Right.
Whereas suspense is intriguing. You're more curious. It's a curiosity thing.
I feel like both could be labeled as like a curious thing though. Like I love mysteries because I love, you know, trying
puzzles.
To figure it out. Right. And that's just, but I see what you're saying about like the suspense thing. Like, how is this all going to work out? Like, oh, they've gotten themselves into this predicament. Like, how's that going to work? As opposed to like, who did this thing or what happened here?
Well, another part of the problem for us as writers is when I'm reading and I'm seeing my, these characters getting into these situations, my brain's automatically going, okay, I would do this and this with the information I've got. Whereas normal people don't have that problem.
Right. Well, it was funny. I was watching a TV show with my girlfriend last night and I have a writer rule that I came across on like Pinterest or something like that. And it's worked every single time. And so I'm just able to guess things now, like, oh, like, is it going to work? It makes it less suspenseful.
Right.
I can't talk and I'm not even drinking.
That's the problem.
You're right. But it makes it less suspenseful for me because I know, I mean, it's still cool to see how it's going to work out, but the rule is, if a character tells you the plan that is about to go down, then that means it's going to go wrong.
Right.
Oh, sorry for everybody that I'm like ruining this for now, but now you get
is.
To know.
Yeah.
As writers, I think it's important. If you tell somebody your plan, then it's going to go wrong because then your reader is going to know it's going to go
it's
wrong.
It's kind of like foreshadowing. I mean, it
right.
is. Yeah.
Whereas if you don't lay out the plan, the character doesn't lay out the plan, it's going to go completely right. So either way, there's still going to be suspense there.
Right.
But now I know, like when I'm watching a TV show, oh, they didn't say the plan. Everything's going to work out fine. Mm-hmm. So
interesting. I had never come up to that little clue, that little nugget of information.
Yeah. Which like I've now told my girlfriend that. So we're watching this TV show and of course they didn't tell us the plan and she was like, it's going to work. Like, yeah, it is. And it did.
You've ruined it for her. That's that's okay. I'm one of those people that blurts everything out. Oh, it's going to be this out loud.
I only do that for things that both of us, like, that she's already seen. So, like, I played this video game with her, and I was like, oh, that character is going to die. And she's like, how did you know that? And I was like, well, she said this. And she's like, so? And I'm like, well, that's just a thing.
It's a writer thing. Yeah, I struggle with that. I do try, because it's not fair to the people.
Yeah.
That, you know, so I sit there. But I have this need to be recognized as I'm brilliant and that I knew this was going to happen. And if I say it after the fact, they're going to go, yeah, right. Whereas if I say it before, then everybody knows I was smart enough to figure it out. So, you know, that's a me problem.
That is you. Regardless, okay. Suspense is possible. and, you know, anyway, it's, I think suspense is, like you said, it intrigues the reader.
Yeah.
As opposed to like making the reader wonder what happened.
So his next thing, his last thing was about the facts in a suspense or a mystery. In a mystery, the individual has no logical explanation because they have to go and hunt for the clues to make it logical.
Oh,
you know, like the locked room scenario, the door is locked from the inside, you know, there's no windows, you know, that kind of scenario. So at the beginning of the mystery, there is no logical.
I see.
But as you go along, you find the clues that leads
like
you
that's
to.
How. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Whereas in suspense, the individual has some of the facts, even though he's not sure whether they're right or not. There are facts already out there. We just don't know for sure.
Interesting. I kind of wonder if that still works with mystery, though, just because you can have some facts about a murder that's happened. You know, obviously
that's
they
true.
Died, their body is in a, they didn't
right.
necessarily die there, but their body is in a specific place. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell, like, you know, are there any wounds?
And
like
how
that
long
kind of
they've been dead and
right,
that kind of
right.
thing. Yeah, this is why we're on the watch list of the FBI.
You know, just because we know how long it takes for a body to decompose doesn't mean anything.
And the gestation periods of the bugs that are on the body at what I was going to say what times they bloom. I don't think bugs bloom.
Some of them might. Maybe they're just late bloomers. It's fine.
Oh my God. And you're not drinking.
I'm not.
Really funny. Okay.
It's funny because you're drinking.
I just, I haven't even had that much to drink. I've had like a half a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Okay. But I haven't eaten for a while.
Well,
so.
Let's see.
Okay, so the difference between mystery and suspense plot-wise. In mystery, the plot, as we said, revolves around a crime,
right.
usually a murder.
Right.
In suspense, the plot revolves around the capture of the villain or stopping his evil plans.
Right. Which, I mean, that makes sense, but it's like, because you're not trying to stop the plans of a murderer. They've already done the murder.
Right.
You're trying to capture them. You're trying to catch them in the act or da-da-da-da, whatever, you know. Whereas suspense is, yeah, I can definitely see the, you know, the capture of the villain is the chase.
Yeah.
And that's always going to be suspenseful.
Yeah. Or thriller, too.
Right, right.
Action, anyway.
Yeah.
Which there's a difference between action and adventure and thriller, too. Lots of things out there.
Yeah.
And a mix of all of them. I mean, there really is no black and white.
No, there's not.
I don't even know that it would be possible to write a mystery without suspense, without...
I agree.
I mean, you could probably write it without romance, but there's always going to be some...
Element of another
elements
genre.
Is the right
yeah.
word. Yeah. As to the villain in a mystery, the person who committed the crime will be revealed at the end. In suspense, the readers... not always, but often know who committed the crime. It's just a matter of getting our main character to that point as well.
I think that's where lines get blurred a lot in mm-hmm. like urban fantasy and stuff. Like, cause urban fantasy, you don't necessarily know who the bad guy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main character is often a private investigator. That is a large number of urban fantasies. The main character
yeah.
is a private investigator.
Yeah.
And so you have those mystery elements. But even in like Louis and Delaney, where there wasn't a murder, we still had no idea what was happening in the city, and the bad guy, you know, was not, you know, readily, and you couldn't tell who it was,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. I can't talk today.
It's been a long day. She was stressed out being in the courthouse.
I was.
That's my stomping ground, so it's nothing to me.
Yeah. Well, but it was, anyway, yes.
And I was like, oh, did you get to see the judges? What judges was it? And this is, because I know all those people up there, and
yep.
I'm like, did you tell them you're my daughter? And she's like, I didn't even get to see anybody.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, okay, so information, I think this is from another website, which I'll have to go and post because I don't see where I wrote it down.
Yeah.
But information, according to this website, in mysteries, the readers have the same information as the main character or the protagonist, whereas in a suspense, the reader is aware of more information, hence the not wanting them to walk around that corner where the zombie is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Feelings created. The feelings created in a mystery are curiosity and inquisitiveness that might drive the readers to the end. And suspense is suspense, excitement, apprehension. Those are the main feelings that you are creating in that reader.
I guess like a good example of a suspense, and I don't have a specific one, but in general is like when you, as the main character is trying to run, like they got this piece of information that's important and they're trying to run away from someone and the bad guys are after them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's not really a mystery. That is literally all suspense, is you're right. Trying to escape with this information that's crucial
to get it to wherever it needs to go.
Right.
We already know all the facts. It's just a matter of getting it there to the end. That's
right.
True. So, at the end, usually in a mystery, the villain is someone that the characters have already met throughout, you know, and there's been, like you were talking about, the red herrings and all of those things and those elements in a mystery. But, you know, as we said in that episode, you've got to be able to logically tie it all together. It is an intellectual thing, and your reader's going to feel really cheated if it's somebody that just comes out of the blue.
Yes.
Suspense, they might only meet the villain at the very end of the story.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, because that's not what's driving this plot line.
Right.
It's not the mystery and who did it. It is something else that is driving that plot line. So the suspense is taking you all the way through there. So it's not as important as to how they come about who this villain is.
Right. Again, you know, the chase,
mm-hmm.
the main character even is not even going to meet who's after them. They just know someone's after them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been gunfire in mm-hmm. their hotel room or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
And then I wanted to touch on thrillers.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I was going to try to take it, but it's fine. No, you're good. Go ahead.
So a thriller is pretty much all action, but you really can have all three of those in a single book. You can have mystery, suspense, and thrills all in one book.
Right.
So how do you tell what your book is?
Mm.
And this is what I was talking about that I would talk about later. Wow, I'm having issues. As we all know, the agent or publisher wants to know what niche our manuscript is.
Right.
You know, where am I going to market this?
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to be able to categorize it. And it's not easy. I mean, do you call it a suspense? Do you call it a thriller? Do you call it a mystery?
Right. Because especially because different agents and even your readers, like if you're self-publishing, are going to look for those specific keywords. Oh, this is a thriller, which means it has blood mm-hmm. elements. Or this is a mystery, which means, you know, whatever. So people going into it have an expectation as to what you call it.
And if you go in with your query saying it's something, you know, one agent might say, oh, well, I don't do action.
Right.
But it might be more. So you got to know the agent that you're pitching to or querying to, know how to categorize it. And I think we did talk about that also in the query letter episode, if y'all haven't listened to that yet.
Yes.
But how do you tell the difference if you are a mishmash of a whole bunch of different things?
Mm-hmm.
And I found from www.dailywritingtips.com, they have some things to think about. So it's a mystery if your main character is occupied in tracking down the truth about an event, usually a murder. And if the protagonist is in any danger, it's usually moderate and is near the end of the book as the detective.
Like the climactic scene.
Yeah, as they start to figure out who it really is, that's when the bad guy is going to be going, oh, crap, he's on to me. And, you know, that's when the danger gets stepped up in a mystery.
Right.
In a thriller, your protagonist is in danger from page one.
From the get-go, yeah.
In suspense, your main character becomes aware of the danger gradually. You know, in a suspense, the reader's aware of things that are unknown to the main character, and the reader sees the bad guy plant the bomb, and then, you know, the suspense is wondering, is our main character going to get to it in time to deactivate it or figure out where it is or whatever.
And a lot of that depends on the stakes that you've set up. You know, is the bomb going to explode? Well, if the bomb explodes, is it going to kill thousands of people, or is it going to kill, you know, like, are there not that mm-hmm. many people around?
Yeah.
So like, be sure to set up those stakes and make sure you get across that suspense.
Yeah.
I also think all three of those were pretty good distinctions, you know, mm-hmm. but what if you, we've talked about this the entire episode. What if you have elements from all three? And how do you choose? Like, do you choose the one that's most dominant?
And I think for the categorization part,
right,
it's going to be depending on who you're querying to.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, so literary agent, sorry, my throat is going out. I need more wine. literary agent Nathan Bransford says, quote, "I've seen novels that were called one thing at the query stage, something else at the submission stage, and still something else at publication. So for your query, just shoot for the bookstore section it would be in and call it a day."
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one way to do it. Miss Snark, and I don't know if you've heard of Miss Snark. She was a blogger / agent who gave tons and tons of advice. And there's actually someone who categorized all of her advice. And so I often go and look at Miss Snark's
stuff.
So yes, Google her and you'll
find
some good stuff. But she said, when you describe where your book fits in a bookstore shelving scheme, you need to think of one or two words at the most. She says, anyone who uses three or more words tells me that they fit in, or tells me that it fits in chick lit, mystery, thriller, and true crime, is an automatic no, because it's clear to me that they do not understand categories and they don't know what they have.
Interesting.
Which
okay.
I think that is spot on. If mm-hmm. you can't pinpoint what it is, you know, that tells the agent that you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. That so, you don't even know what your story is
yeah.
really about.
So I think the key is when you're querying an agent that you really do believe is right for your story, angle that query towards that portion of your story that fits their needs. I'm not saying to lie about what your story is, because what we're talking about are those stories that have a whole bunch of different, you know, mishmash of themes and plot lines and that
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
You can't go in and say, oh, well, it's this, 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 and this, because they're going to say, well, you're a novice. You don't know what you're
don't
doing.
Talk to me.
So
right.
yeah. Think about that. Another blogger, Lynn Hamilton, says that when she's asked the difference between a suspense and a thriller, her usual answer is $100,000.
Yeah.
With the thriller, of course, being the one that brings in the higher dollar.
Well, because that's the one that's going to know that, you know, people know thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
People
say,
oh, it's labeled as a thriller. Mm-hmm. So therefore, and I, you know, honestly, I think that a thriller is very close to just being suspense.
I think so too. It is. I mean, action adventure is full of suspense.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Cressley Cole's the book series Immortals After Dark.
Yeah.
There is a lot of suspense in there, even though they are categorically romance novels.
Yes.
But they're also urban fantasy, but there is a ton of suspense all the way through, because even though in romantic novels you know they're going to end up at the end, the
right.
way she writes is so brilliant that sometimes you can't help but wonder, and your suspense is, how are they going to get out of this? And
right.
how are they going to overcome this black moment that she wrote in there? There's no coming back from that.
Right.
Like Lothair. And, you know, I love that book. That's my favorite book of hers. And it's your least favorite book of hers, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's well written. It's not a bad book.
No,
I don't
like
Lothair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Lothair. He's so decadently selfish, and
that's not a good thing.
He pulls it off.
No, he doesn't.
And he gets Elizabeth.
I think so.
Elspeth. Elizabeth.
I don't remember.
In the end, I mean, you know, it's just anyway.
Yeah, and he doesn't just anyway. Anyway,
she's good for him.
Okay. He's not good for her. Anyway,
good for her.
No. Regardless, I don't have any fun notes.
We should say for the people that listen that that Reed Cresley Cole, yeah. She did post something.
Yeah, she did post that she was alive at the very least.
Yes.
And supposedly she will have some information, I think, this month.
I think so, which I'm very excited to hear.
The next Immortals After Dark book.
I think what, to me, in my mind, and this may not be true at all, I know she went through some things, she broke her leg, that kind of thing, but in my mind, she was writing so many books back to back to back to back that I think she burned herself out.
She might have, but
she was publishing two books in hardback every six, I mean, two books a year, every 6 months.
Yeah.
And you can only keep that up for so long before your brain is like, stop, I have to have a minute.
But we also don't know what was going on in her life.
No, I don't know. I mean, I hope she's okay. And I hope that whatever it was, that it was just a wonderful break for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting patiently, sometimes not so patiently. We're waiting for her to come back some more. We love her.
Absolutely.
So that's all I've got. There really is a lot of differences. We could do multiple episodes on all the differences between these things. There's right. nuances of differences.
Right. Well, if we ever need a topic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully this helped you guys, listeners, figure out how to
kind of look at your novels.
Figure out what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I do have an interview question for you.
Oh gosh. I hope I can answer it.
It's easy. Do you prefer using mystery or suspense in your own writing?
I think,
because I know we both use both.
We do.
But what do you prefer?
I think I like the suspense better. It's more along the lines of the tension.
Yeah.
Which I love writing tension. But I do like the mystery too. Frickin' Fairies is a great example of it. There was a mystery and you don't know until the end what the true story is and what the bad guy, so to speak, is.
Right. Right.
But I love the suspense. There's something titillating about suspense and writing it. I don't know if readers enjoy reading it as much as I enjoy writing it,
right.
But I do. And I like the mystery too, but I'm not sure that I'm that good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know all those little things that we talked about in our mystery episode
mm-hmm.
that are expected in a mystery. I'm not so right. good at that, but right. I'm pretty good at building suspense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you?
Also suspense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a lot of fun to, maybe because all writers are sadistic, but it's fun to put your characters in these situations and see how they're going to get themselves out mm-hmm. of it. You know, I have one of my characters at some point play Russian roulette, and I had my girlfriend read that book and she said, you know, she was still worried for the main character. And I was like, but she's the main character. And she's like, yeah, but also magic's involved. So you could have killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could have.
That scene. And I get goosebumps thinking about it. That I think is the best scene in that entire book.
And it was a lot of fun to write.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I very much enjoy writing suspense.
Yeah, me too.
I also have a sentence challenge, and it's a pretty typical one. I might have done something similar for the mystery one, although I don't know that I'm doing sentences at
know.
That point.
I have no idea.
But it began on a dark and stormy night.
I love it. I mean, y'all, we're on episode 89, so.
We are.
Long, long time going. Go check that out. Go check out all of our previous episodes and see if there's anything else that we might could help you with. Some of them were not quite as drunk. Well, she's not drunk.
I'm very sober.
I am, you know, anybody watching, my face is bright red. I don't know what's going on. Okay, do our outro.
I told you last week you had to do the outro this week.
Shit. Thank you for listening. Come see us. No, come to our website at eatdrinkwritepodcast.com.
Would you like me to continue?
Please.
At our website, you can find all of our social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, pretty much anything that you guys are on, we are also on. And you can find all of those at our website, like my mom said. We also have a Patreon, so patreon.com/edw.
You know, I don't know.
Listen, I'm horrible at this. It's on our website, yeah, regardless.
You can get to it from our website.
We would appreciate the support. We enjoyed talking about this. We're probably going to continue talking about this, regardless of whether or not it's on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But support is nice to continue the podcast going, because we like to share with all of you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
The easiest way to get in touch with us is by our email, which is also on our website, but that is eat.drink.write.podcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Email us any questions you have, any topics you're interested in hearing us talk about. your sentence challenges, anything like that. We would love to hear from you guys.
It really does make our day. We get so excited. If I get it first, I forward it to her and look, somebody emailed us. Yay.
Yep.
And
yep.
Same for her. So it's exciting.
Yeah. We also love the interaction on all of our social media. So mm-hmm. we love getting the comments on YouTube. We love mm-hmm. getting the comments in Instagram and Facebook and all of that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. feel free to reach out. We would love to talk to you guys. We love talking, obviously. but thank you guys so much for listening.
Yep. We like eating, drinking, and writing.
Yeah, we sure do.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.